The chimes are ringing. The sea breezes are coming in over the sandhills. And I'm kicking back at Cactus Beach, the home of Ronnie Gates. Ronnie's part of the furniture, some would say, out this way. How are you going today, Ronnie?
I'm good, thanks.
How was the surf this morning?
It was okay. It's good to get wet anyway. It could have been better with the offshore, but still, it's always good to get a surf in.
What's it like here at summer?
Well, last few years it's been pretty good, really. We haven't had too much hot weather. But it's a busy time, so I'm glad when it's over.
What do you do here at Cactus Beach?
Everything. Well, manage the camp, providing water, providing firewood, rubbish and toilets, and basically keep the place clean, plus I do all the coastal protection work and fencing and revegetation. It's a labour of love, so when it's a labour of love, it's not so hard, but the hot days wear you out, though.
How long have you been here at Cactus now?
I've been running the camp for 22 years, and I've been living here in the area, including Penang, for the last about 30 years.
What was it that made you arrive here in Cactus to start with?
The surf. I had a friend who was here in 73, and I ran into him in Noosa, back home in Queensland, and I was on my way to West Australia, and he said, "You got to call in," and fell in love with the place, so yeah, here I am still.
How much has it changed since the 1970s?
Well, the early 70s, I imagine I wasn't here, it would have been probably a little bit similar to what it is now. Then by the mid-70s, there was a lot of people coming here and the place got pretty knocked around. But through the revegetation and fencing and a bit of help from the Coastal Protection Board, we've managed to restore most of the vegetation probably back to what it was in those early days.
How many people used to stay here back in the 70s?
Well, I wasn't here for Christmas of 74, but I was told there was at one stage about 300 people here, and of course with no rubbish bins and no toilets and no firewood, the place got hammered, you know, very quickly. But in 75, 76, the owner then, Paul Witzig, started the camp through the Coastal Protection Board and Lands Department, and started the first toilets and rubbish collection and firewood, and I've just continued in the same vein.
How many people would there be camping out here today?
This morning, I imagine, probably 50, 60 people.
Is summer your busiest month here at Cactus Beach?
Usually March, April, May, they're the three busiest months. This Christmas has been busier than normal, but then again we're really quiet during October, November, so everybody's turned up at once. But April's the busiest time of the year because it's Easter time, school holidays, and it's the nicest time on the coast here.
Is that when the best surf starts to roll in?
Well, you can be guaranteed a surf in April. I mean, the best surf can be any day of the year, but April's always a guarantee that if you come here for a month, you'll get a month of surf.
The visitors that come here and camp, where are they from?
Well, everywhere, from Germany to Perth, to Darwin, to Gold Coast, New Zealand, well, France, Britain. Lately we've been having, I suppose, a huge influx of German people, but I think there's special rules now. They get a 6 months working visa or 12 months working visa, and they can hang in Australia.
You get to meet some pretty amazing personalities along the way, and some become good close friends. I can see a photo now up on your wall of one of your best friends from Norway. It's not just a good place to live, but also to meet people?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the most enjoyable part of doing the camp is the people that you meet, because you know, we all come here for the same reason, so you can relate to, you know, 99% of the people that come here think the same as you do, and you know, have lots of good stories about their travels and your travels. So we all come here to enjoy the place, and yeah, no, it's good. That's, you know, that's one of the benefits. And it seems whenever I travel overseas, wherever I am, I always run into somebody who's been here before, and it's always nice too. So they look after me when I'm in their ground, and I look after them when they're here, so it works out perfect.
You're a bit of a seasoned traveller yourself. How does the beach here compare to some that you've seen around the world?
Overall, it's, you know, it'd be very hard to find another place with as many waves and with the diversity that's here. Each place has a special thing going for it overseas, but here we just seem to have the whole lot in one package, you know, and it's amazing. You can walk to so many waves and within 5 minutes, and one end of the property it's sand dune, on the other end it's granite. So I mean, just for walking and fishing is just marvellous.
As well as the surf, I hear the whales are starting to reappear back around the coastline.
Yeah, there's plenty of whales coming through all the time, and I don't know how many these days, because unless you sat there and watched, but we've had them swimming around us out in surf, so plenty of sea lions and plenty of dolphins, and yeah, it's good.